Hello, Awei Islanders! Did you know our episodes have been downloaded more than 3 million times? We're so thankful to have listeners and fans all over the world, in the US and Canada, in Australia and New Zealand, in the United Kingdom and Ireland, in India, South Africa, Japan, and more. We'd love to know where you're listening from. You can ask a grown-up to help you tell us. Thank you, everyone, for listening to our show. And now, let's relax with our new story.
If you love listening to our stories and meditations, please become a member of Be Calm on Awei Island podcast on Patreon. You'll find all your favorite episodes there, an extra story each week to relax to, and so much more. Join us on Patreon to help us grow and bring you more of the content you've requested. Thank you for listening. Now, let's relax.
Everyone, let's get ready to be calm on Awei Island. Have you been taking your deep dragon breaths? They're so relaxing. Now let's see if you have everything you want for our story today. Are the lights in your room dim or off? Do you have your favorite blanket or listening buddy? Before we begin our story, let's relax. Set your listening buddy to your side, and let's start by taking 3 deep dragon breaths. Breathe in through your nose, filling up your chest and belly, and then out through your mouth, pretending you are breathing fire. Ready? Okay. Deep breath in and out. Feel your legs, back, and belly soften. Again, deep breath in and out. As your chest, arms, and shoulders relax, think of a Papa Puffin hugging his baby in their cozy burrow. You feel connected and loved, just like the baby Puffin. Last one. Fill up your chest and belly. Deep breath in and out. Loving energy surrounds you, and you are cherished. Enjoy the feeling of relaxation and hold your hands apart as if you are holding a beach ball. You are holding a ball of energy. Feel the warmth in your hands. Now slowly move your hands apart, then towards each other, now apart again, then towards each other. Can you feel the energy ball growing warm? We're going to help it get even warmer. Relax as you hold the ball, and let's take another 3 deep dragon breaths. Deep breath filling up your chest and belly. In and out. as you breathe, more love fills the ball. Again, breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth, pretending you are breathing fire. Deep breath in and out. Your body is still relaxed. Last one. Fill up your chest and belly. Deep breath in and out. Even more love fills the ball. Now bring the ball of energy up to your heart and allow the love to melt gently into your body. Your heart is happy and warm as you place your hands on your chest. Take a deep breath in and out as you enjoy the feeling of love warm your body. Now that you are feeling love, let's share some with the world. Again, hold your hands as if you had a ball and feel the energy between your hands. Relax as you hold the ball. Think about the ones you love. Your parents, brothers and sisters, friends, aunts, uncles, cousins, pets, teachers, coaches, whoever, whatever brings you love. Feel that love filling the ball in your hands. The ball gets warmer and brighter as love pours into it. Imagine the ones you love, your school, your town, your country, or the earth, and hold the ball of energy out. Imagine your ball of energy surrounding the ones you love and let it go. Your heart is happy and warm as you place your hands on your chest. Continue to feel the warmth of the energy. Keep your hands on your heart, and let's take three more deep dragon breaths. Deep breath in and out. Feel your legs, back, and belly soften. Again, deep breath in and out. Now, as your chest, arms, and shoulders relax, think of a Papa Puffin hugging his baby in their cozy burrow. You feel connected and loved, just like the baby puffin. Last one. Fill up your chest and belly. Deep breath in and out. Keep your eyes closed as your head, face, and neck soften. Completely relaxed. Loving energy surrounds you, and you are cherished. Great job, everyone. I hope you are tucked in nice and cozy. Okay, I think we're ready to begin our story. Let's be calm on Awe Island. Our story today is The Biggest Carrot. A warm breeze whistled through the trees outside Dragon's cave. Hearing the relaxing melody, Dragon smiled and stepped out. the sun warmed Dragon's skin, and just as Dragon began to feel a little too hot, the gentle breeze cooled Dragon back down. Dragon sat down and relaxed. It was a beautiful day. Dragon took a deep breath, in and out. Enjoying the weather. Then Dragon remembered the garden and wondered how it was growing. Dragon decided to go for a visit and hopped up to go to the park. Dragon wondered if any of the kids would be there. Hoping to see some friends, Dragon walked quickly. After all, it was already the afternoon, and if the kids were at the park, they would have to go home pretty soon. Laughter flowed into the forest, carried on the breeze, and Dragon smiled. The kids were at the garden. Dragon hurried to the garden, listening carefully to guess who was there. First, Dragon heard a cheerful voice. Dragon guessed that was Mia. An excited but nervous-sounding voice followed. Dragon guessed that was Ian. Then Dragon heard an encouraging voice and guessed that was Max. The last voice Dragon heard was a calm, soothing voice. Dragon guessed that was Mike. Dragon skipped out of the forest, pretty sure who would be there. And there they were, right by the garden. Dragon waved, hurrying over to them. Ian was the first to spot Dragon. He waved back, a smile spreading on his face, and said, "Hi, Dragon. Wait till you see our garden." Max, Mia, and Mike looked up and smiled as they saw their friend waving. Mia said, "The vegetables are ready." She took Dragon's paw and pointed out the bright red tomatoes. "See?" she said. Dragon nodded, thinking they looked delicious. Then Ian took Dragon's paw and pointed to the vegetable stand. "We made this so that everyone could take some of our vegetables and share their own." Dragon nodded, thinking that was a good idea. The garden had turned out great. Dragon wondered if the animals had been by to check and decided to ask the kids. Dragon took a deep breath, in and out. And as Dragon breathed, smoke slowly rolled out, forming bunnies, squirrels, and raccoons, followed by a question mark. Mike understood and answered Dragon's question. "I haven't seen the animals around when we've been here." Max nodded and said, "I think we should gather up some vegetables for them. They brought us the seeds and helped us to get everything planted. They should also have some of these beautiful vegetables." Mia picked up a basket. "Yes, they should. Dragon, can you help us deliver some vegetables to our friends?" Dragon nodded. This would be fun. The kids all picked the best vegetables they could find. They filled the basket with tomatoes, orange and yellow sweet peppers, bright green broccoli, sugar snap peas, blueberries, and purple green beans. Just as the basket seemed completely full, Ian spotted another bit of bright orange peeking out from the earth. He remembered the bunnies had helped the garden quite a bit, and with a smile, he gave the plant a tug. Out popped the biggest carrot he had ever seen. "Wait," Ian shouted.
I have something for the bunnies. Wow, that carrot is huge, Mike said. Mia ran over to give Ian a hug as she said, The bunnies will love it. Thank you for finding it. Dragon nodded and smiled, imagining Ballet Bunny nibbling away on the large carrot. Ian added the carrot to the basket. Let's get this basket to the animals before we have to go home for dinner, Max suggested as he picked it up. Dragon pointed to the forest path and motioned for the kids to follow. Dragon knew the best spot for them to leave the basket. The kids skipped along behind Dragon, calling to the animals. As they did, bunnies peeked out from behind the bushes. Raccoons carefully climbed down the trees. Turtles walked slowly while frogs and toads hopped down the path behind them. Birds circled Dragon and the kids as they shared happy songs with them. Ian looked around, noticing all the animals gathering. I think they're all here. Should we give them the basket? He asked. Dragon pointed to a large clearing. Oh, that's where we'll put it, Mike said. There's plenty of room. Dragon nodded with a smile. Max found a spot in the middle of the clearing. One by one, the animals crept out to see what was in the basket. Max addressed them. Hi, everyone. We brought you some of the vegetables from the garden. Mike added, Yes, we wanted to thank you for the seeds and all your help taking care of the garden. Then Ian said, We'll leave a basket of vegetables for you by the garden so you can take some more whenever you need them. The raccoons were the first to hurry over. Rebel, Riley, and Rob dug into the basket, finding the sugar snap peas. These are great, Rebel said as he took a big bite of the sweet, crunchy treats. Riley whistled to the birds as he tossed a blueberry up into the air. Carrie the Cardinal swooped down to catch it. Thank you, she said. Then all the animals hurried forward to take a tasty treat from the basket. Finally, Ballet Bunny hopped up. Her eyes grew wide as she stammered. That's the biggest carrot I've ever seen. And she took a big bite, enjoying the sweet vegetable. We're glad you like them, Mia said with a giggle. Then, looking at the sky, Max said, Well, it's time for us to go home. As the kids turned to go, Ian reminded them, We'll keep a basket full for you by the garden when you want more food. The animals waved as they munched on their tasty vegetables. Dragon smiled and waved goodbye to the kids, and then goodnight to the animals. It was time to rest. Dragon walked slowly back to the cozy cave, feeling happy and tired. Dragon reached the soft, mossy bed and hopped under the blanket. The bed felt a little bouncy. Dragon stretched and circled around to smooth the blanket. The sleepy dragon snuggled in for a rest as grateful thoughts rolled through Dragon's mind. The little dragon felt thankful to have met Max, Mia, Ian, and Mike at the garden. Dragon felt happy the vegetables had been ripe. Most of all, Dragon felt very grateful the kids had shared the vegetables with the animals. The little dragon wrapped arms and tail around in a tight hug and relaxed. Taking a deep dragon breath in and out, dragon's eyes closed. With another deep dragon breath, in and out, dragon calmed even more and smiled, feeling completely content. With one more deep dragon breath, in and out, dragon's mind quieted, and dragon drifted to sleep, remembering the happy expression on Ballet's face as she bit into the biggest carrot ever. Thank you for joining us to be calm on Awe Island. See you next time.